This is Larry Nelson with W3 Internet Talk Radio, and we're here with A.J. Cohen. And I got to tell you, I see this guy all over the place. He's got to be in the top 10 most networked people in all Denver. He's with Administaff, and A.J., tell us a little bit about what your organization does.
Administaff is a 15-year-old human resources outsourcing company. However, when companies contract with us, they're looking for cost containment and consolidation of the employee administrative side. You know, the grunt work.
Yeah.
All the things that go up on you. Then they have to be willing to look at what is their human capital strategy for the coming year. What training do they want to provide? What regulatory compliance issues they want to address? What other supervisory management skills do they want to become more vested in? So it's really, how do you get better?
I'll tell you one thing, there's a lot of people that ought to take note of your elevator pitch. You really got it down, AJ. All right, okay. So let me ask you a question here. We're going to take a look at the coming year, and how do you personally and how does the Administaff look at this coming year?
We're seeing a lot larger companies coming to us because the HR staffs in those companies have been curtailed, we'll say.
Curtailed.
Sometimes decimated, but curtailed.
Yeah.
People want to see a revenue-productive individual walk through the door every day. A lot of companies that we talk to, there's an educational process, which is fine. There's a wait-and-see approach with a lot of companies. Sometimes it's a two steps forward and then let's wait and see. They're waiting on market conditions. Or what's our ROI at the end of the year? But essentially, I would say that if a company's going to look at outsourcing anything, they need to look at what the ROI impact is going to be toward their organization and their people at the end of the year, because at the end of the year your balance sheet says what's your return on assets. Your employees are one of your greatest assets to both you internally and the customer outside. How do you fine-tune all of that? Who gives and receives constructive feedback equally as well in one department as the other?
That's very good. You know, I think it's very obvious that many organizations have learned how important their people are to them, and they really are their greatest assets.
Exactly.
AJ, we're going to have you back again soon, and our W3W3.com listeners will tune right in.
Appreciate you having me.